Well, we've also been hearing about medical facilities rationing masks and equipment. In Pennsylvania, hospitals are drastically limiting the use of protective gear, afraid that when the increase in COVID-19 cases comes, they won't have enough. But that state's Department of Health maintains it has personal protective equipment available and is working with health systems to make sure they have what they need. Brett Schultes of member station WITF in Harrisburg reports.
The gear includes eye protection, gowns, and most importantly, N95 respirators, which are essential in preventing a healthcare worker from breathing in infectious particles when in close contact with someone who has COVID-19. People rushed out to buy these masks, even though health experts say people who aren't sick don't benefit from wearing them.
This is guidance that also came down from the CDC, recommendations from them. This has come down nationally.
Mark Ross is vice president of emergency management at the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania. He says hospitals across the state are employing conservation techniques to save equipment. That includes directing healthcare workers to use less protective surgical masks when normally they'd use N95 respirators.
Doing those conservation techniques help expand our capacity to make those supplies last. If there, you know, is a slowdown or a shortage in the supply chain.
Ross says very similar demands were put on the supply chain during the 2009 swine flu pandemic. And he notes hospitals and health systems have not reached a point where the state should be handing out masks.
It was an active flu season. And now with COVID-19 on top, those conservation techniques are really paying off to make sure that we do have masks for when we need them.
Most hospitals haven't run out of N95 masks, says Dr. Arvind Venkat, president of the Pennsylvania College of Emergency Physicians. But doctors fear that could soon change with COVID-19 cases multiplying daily.
The danger is going to come up as this illness spreads that we're in danger of really reaching a critical point on these personal protective equipment.
Venkat emphasizes people should not panic or hesitate to seek necessary care. He's hoping to see some assistance from state and federal agencies before too many healthcare workers get sick, similar to what has happened already in China and Italy.
If we don't protect ourselves appropriately and become infected and don't realize it, then just like any other person, we can transmit the disease to others as well. So that's why we have to be doubly careful.
Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine has said the Commonwealth has a significant stockpile of equipment, including N95 respirators, and also has access to protective equipment from the CDC. However, Levine declined to answer key questions like how many are available or when hospital workers might get help. Records show the health department was recently approved for $315,000 in funding to buy masks, respirators, and other supplies. In the documents, the agency makes the consequences clear. If it can't place the order, Pennsylvania won't be able to provide personal protective equipment to assist in defending against the virus. For NPR News, I'm Brett Schultes in Harrisburg.